Welcome to Tech Webcast, Australia's leading technology show. Download our iPhone app, www.techwebcast.info. Welcome to the last episode of Tech Webcast for 2010. This is episode 107, recorded on the 18th of December 2010. Today's hosts are Brad, Jason, and Dylan with Kieran and Bob.
Hey, what's up, Jason?
Hey, how's it going, man?
I'm going pretty well, mate. I'm pretty well. I just want to say a big thanks to you, mate, for the big work you've done over the year, mate, for the Tech Webcast.
That's all right.
Before I forget. And also, we on Skype, we got Dylan. What's up, Dylan?
What up?
What is that noise?
Christmas. What noise?
That music stuff.
It's Christmas music.
Okay. And also we have Kieran on. How are you, Kieran?
I'm very well, comrade. How are you?
It's actually Brad. Also we have Bob. How are you, Bob?
I'm not too bad, dude.
Bob from TechLuster.com. What's been going on with TechLuster, Bob, before we start?
Well, it's just had a new redesign. Brad stayed up very late and redesigned it. A lot of hard work. Well, it wasn't really. It was just Photoshop doing the work. But yeah, it's just had a redesign.
Yep.
And it's currently snowing on.
What are your thoughts on it, Dylan, of the new site? Is it shit?
It looks pretty good.
Is it good?
It looks good. And I'm stealing your idea for the snow. I'm putting that on my.
Yeah, site. Go ahead, mate. Go ahead. I was the first person to put it on there, so Bob copied me.
Stop lying, Brad.
Is it on bradsblog.org?
No, it's on techwebcast.info. That's all it's on there.
Oh.
Yep. So, so this is the last episode for 2010. Coming up, we've got some tech news to talk about and some other good stuff. And also, we may have Terry on as well.
Oh, I think he might show up.
Really?
I think he might show up, yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll try and get him on sort of near the end of the show if we can, just for like 5 minutes or so. So Jason, what's been going on, mate?
All right, we've got a bit of news here.
Yep, some news is good.
Just when we all thought we'd never see it again, the cross-browser bookmark syncing service Xmarx has received a life-saving injection. The company has been acquired by LastPass, maker of the cross-browser password manager and form filler add-on. The deal was announced Thursday and terms were not disclosed. Xmarx will live on as a freemium service. The initial cross-browser syncing tool you're already familiar with will be free, but users will be encouraged to upgrade to a paid subscription to unlock more advanced features. It's the same model employed by LastPass for its own premium version of its otherwise free password syncing service. Xmarx Premium will be offered for $1 a month or $12 a year and comes with some new features like apps for the iPhone and Android phones and technical support. You'll also be able to bundle the premium offerings from LastPass and Xmarx together for $20 a year. There's already an iPhone app for Xmarx and the company just recently released an Android app too. Xmarx said anyone currently using the iPhone app can continue to use it without upgrading to the premium service, but they'll have to buy into the $12 a year plan to get future upgrades. I'm pretty glad about that. I've been using Xmarx. Has anyone else used it here?
No, I never used it, mate.
No, I never heard of it.
Yeah, it's really great. It backs up all of your bookmarks in your browsers, different browsers. It synchronizes them across all your different browsers. So if you're using Firefox and then you go on to Safari or Chrome or whatever, they'll have exactly the same bookmarks on all of them, and whenever you create a new one, it'll go into the Xmarx cloud automatically, and then the next time you log into your other app, bang, it's there again. And
cool.
Because it also syncs down to your iPhone, you can keep browsing the sites using the same bookmarks there.
Good stuff.
Great. So that is interesting, because I use Chrome, and Chrome saves my bookmarks and syncs them between all my computers, but I've never used anything that can sync them between browsers.
Yeah, it's really brilliant. It started off as Foxmarx was its original name, and then because it went cross browser through all the four different ones, Internet Explorer, Firefox, Chrome, and Safari, they decided, well, we might as well call it Xmarx, as it's a cross browser, so X is short for cross, so X marks. And yeah, I love it. It's great because if you get a new computer, or you go to the office, or you're at somebody else's place and you want to check your bookmarks, you can just log in, bang, everything's there.
I'm in a bit of a rut with all of those browsers because, like, Firefox, every time I update the status on Facebook, it doesn't let me. Oh, and then when I go to Safari and try and update my status there, it lets me. And then I go into Google Chrome and, like, some of the Flash content doesn't even load up sometimes. I don't know what it
is. Sounds like you just got computer problems, not browser problems.
My computer's fine, man.
You need somebody who knows how to work a computer.
Hey, my computer doesn't break down like yours, Dylan.
It's an ID10T error.
Yeah. PEMCAC or level 8 network error.
I built this computer with love.
That's probably what's wrong with it. The hack of Gawker, operator of technology sites Lifehacker, Jezebel, Gizmodo, Gawker, Kotaku, Deadspin, IO9, Jalopnik, and Fleshbot servers exposed over 1.3 million accounts earlier this week and again brought attention to the vulnerability of even reputable websites. The security breach uncovered the login details of people submitting comments on the several Gawker sites. This data was then used to hack the Twitter accounts of individuals who used the same login and password for their Gawker site and Twitter. When asked about the recent hack, Peter Belnick, manager of Lamantine Software, developer of the popular password manager and online form filler Sticky Passwords, addressed some of the issues that exploits raise. Mr. Belek said because of the breach occurred on Gawker company servers, personal password manager wouldn't have stopped the hack, but individuals who use Sticky Password put themselves in the best possible position to be able to be protected and make quick and safe recovery after a site they've used has been attacked. So if you're a member of any of those sites, even if you just post comments, you might want to update your password or somebody will be jumping onto your Twitter account to spam AKBerries.
So anybody did you see the list of the most popular passwords from all that?
Yes, monkey, 12345, ABCD, the word password.
It was like 123456, password, and you know, and then password was something else after it, and it was just the most stupid passwords you'd come up with. One was let me in. I mean, this is, not only do you guys need to change your passwords, if you remember that site, you need to come up with better passwords.
God, depends Jesus on, and love. Yeah, I remember.
You watched Hackers.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. That was a cheesy film, that, but I loved it.
Yeah, Hackers was a good movie. Loved that movie. Great movie.
Angelina Jolie.
Yes, yes, indeed. Very hot.
She was hot in that movie, it's all, you know. Yeah. Sorry.
And Gone in 60 Seconds was a good movie, too. Fuck off, who's calling me?
She's got blonde hair. Yahoo is preparing to close more of its online services now to shed about 600 employees. The endangered list includes bookmark sharing site Delicious, according to an internal Yahoo slide leaked on the internet. After the slide appeared, Yahoo confirmed it would phase out several services in upcoming months. It did not specifically mention Delicious. The company has been getting rid of unpopular or unprofitable services during the past 2 years to focus on other areas more likely to attract traffic and sell advertising. As part of the reshuffling, Yahoo trimmed its workforce by about 4% earlier this week. So the problem with Yahoo is they have a whole heap of lots of really cool stuff, but they don't link them all and join them together, so they're all over the place and becomes a problem.
I don't hear a hell of a lot going on with Yahoo lately. I mean, it's just Google, 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 Apple, Google, you know, Google, and Microsoft.
Yahoo has one thing still going for them, as far as I can see, and just only one, Flickr. That's it. That's what Yahoo is now. Yahoo is now Flickr, and when that dies, they're gone.
Well, I got out of Flickr as well because I have the free account, and at the moment it said, when I log in, it says, oh, you've used up as much space as we want to give you for free, so we'll only show a portion of your photos on there. If you want to see more, please give us money. And I was like,
yeah, go on the pro, week. Man. It's worth
so
it.
I went to Picasa, and I've got 1 gig of files free. And the Picasa application for Mac and PC is brilliant. It does facial recognition. You can sort them into albums, upload only the ones that you want. It's fantastic. So I recommend if you've got a problem with Flickr or you want to get off and save money, just go to Picasa through Google. It's brilliant.
You should just use Flickr, Jason. It's worth the money, mate. $24 or something for the year. It's pretty good.
Going off the free.
Huh?
Or free with Picasa.
Yeah, no, but can you upload videos and stuff with that on there?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
It's just Google's one.
I like Flickr. It's better. More people use it.
I like.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's
no Flickr app though, so you haven't got not able to.
Yeah, there is. There is a Flickr app. Hang on for a sec. Some person is calling me on fucking Skype and won't stop calling me.
That's what Do Not Disturb is for, Brad.
Okay, hang on.
Can I Do Not Disturb?
I'm going to change that. Actually, better still. Let's add them into the fucking call. See if they want.
Let's not.
Anyway, continue. Keep going.
Alrighty, Facebook is using facial recognition software to let people automatically identify their friends in photos. The new tag suggestion feature is designed to make tagging people in uploaded photos quicker. While tags are an essential tool for sharing important moments, many of you have said tagging photos can be a chore, said Facebook engineer Justin Mitchell in a blog post. When you or a friend upload new photos, we use face recognition software, similar to that found in many photo editing tools, to match your new photos to other photos you're tagged in. We group similar photos together and, wherever possible, suggest the name of a friend in these photos. Users who don't want to be automatically suggested in photos can disable the feature by adjusting their privacy settings. Brilliant. A friend of mine from Tech Talk Radio podcast that I've been on uploaded a heap of photos from their last show, which was recorded in Melbourne a couple of weeks ago, and then I went through and tagged about 40 photos with the different people in there one at a time, and it just took forever. So if you could do this automatically, it's a hell of a lot.
Yeah, but what if you have a guy that looks exactly the same as another guy and like it tags them as
What if you have an identical twin?
My god. Now I use the Picasa one and
it'll break the internet.
And it's not as if it automatically tags, it'll say, is this Jason, and then you go yes. That's all you have to do is do yes. You don't have to click on it and then type in JAS and then click. So it won't automatically just stick it on there, I'd say.
Yeah, and it's also Picasa's on the TV too, Jason, if you noticed as well, mate.
Yep, I use it on there.
What's your username on there?
Same as everywhere, Warlock.
Okay, I'll have a look later on the photos. I'll look on there.
Yeah, check them out.
I will, mate. Now, let's talk to Kieran for a second. Kieran, what's up, buddy?
Not a lot.
Have you been playing any games lately?
I have. I've been using Steam a lot more. I've started to try and renew my non-existing interest in PC gaming.
Okay.
So, been playing a bit of Left 4 Dead 2, Counter-Strike, and some World War 2 one that I can't remember the name of.
Okay.
Left 4 Dead 2 rocks.
We may get you on the podcast each week to review a game for us, if that's possible.
Yeah, that's easy.
That would be fantastic.
Yes.
So what other games have you been playing on the PC or Xbox?
That's about it. That and San Andreas.
Okay.
I couldn't find that on Steam, so I had to go and buy it in the discount bin for about $5. So I was happy with that. It's when you play it, you realize that it was like 10 years before its time, and it's sad because it's such an awesome game. That and then on the Xbox side, you know, Call of Duty Black Ops, Assassin's Creed, and still going through my third run of Mass Effect 2.
Okay. Kieran, what is Steam like to use on the PC? I've never used them, mate. What is it like? Is it good?
It's good. I don't know. I must have a problem because everything I download is so slow. Like, I've got a 20 megabit per second download speed, and I'm downloading at 75 kilobits. So I don't know what the hell's up with that, whether or not it's me or the Steam servers. I don't know.
I'd say it's definitely you. I mean, when I download Steam games, I get about 2 megabytes per second.
Yeah, well, I don't know. And then, I looked on the internet, people said, do this, do that, and I've done everything people have said, and I still can't get the highest I got was 1 megabit, and that was, like, for 1 second, and then it dropped down again. And that brought that brought tears to the eyes.
Do you know you can actually buy games from the store that actually still run on the Steam platform, even though they're on disc?
Yeah, but...
Who buys discs?
Nobody.
I do. I buy discs. Not wrong with buying discs. I bought Call of Duty. World of Warcraft, and plus Xbox 360 still uses discs.
Yeah, I use this for my Xbox, and Steam's on the Mac too. Hurrah!
Yeah. Do you use that, Warlock? Steam?
I got Steam as just after I got my MacBook Pro, because Steam had only just been released on the MacBook and they gave you a free copy of Portal if you installed it. So I thought, hell yeah, I'd like to try out Portal, and now I can get it for free. Why not? But I prefer to use my Xbox for games, so I'm just going to keep the PC for doing my other stuff, production and things, and use the Xbox for all my gaming.
I personally think the PC gaming sucks. I think I'll just take the Xbox 360.
Well, I will put it this way.
PC gaming doesn't suck.
I like the Xbox better.
PC gaming rocks. You know why? Because we can reach better graphical benchmarks than you can ever possibly to hope for on the Xbox 360.
Oh, yeah.
So slap
In that retrospect, you know, it's been proven time and time again, and it'll always be proven that graphics don't make a good game. They can make the game, you know, that little bit better, but they don't make a game automatically good.
Matters, not the graphics, but, I mean, World of Warcraft graphics suck, but still it's nice to have that sort of high-definition edge to it. I mean, you can't say that when high-definition first came out, you weren't absolutely blown away by the visual detail of it. You cannot
I don't think you can say that the difference between what a PlayStation 3 and what, you know, a high-end computer can do is that drastic.
Yeah, it is very drastic.
Hell no, Bob. Hell no. You can't notice any difference between a PS3 and a PC game, mate. No way.
Believe me, yes, you can.
You can?
Yes, you can.
In what resolution?
Depending on what you're running, any resolution.
If you get ATI Infinity, you can have a resolution of up to 2550 by 1600, which is like six monitors all linked up at the same time in 1080p resolution. You know what I mean? You can have that huge desktop real estate that the PS3 would probably blow up in your face if you'd even tried it. But, PC game is the way, man. I mean, it's even gone up in the market because it's so popular nowadays because of all the new graphical technologies that are coming out and stuff like that.
I much prefer PC gaming over console gaming. And even when I played the same games on PC that I played on consoles, like take Grand Theft Auto 4, for example. I had Grand Theft Auto 4 on the Xbox 360 before I sold my 360 last year, and then once I sold it, I bought it on PC. So I could continue playing it. It was the same price both platforms, but I gotta say it ran a lot better and looked better and was even a little bit more fun on PC.
Mm. Oh well, whatever you like, it works.
Each to their own.
That's it. That's
one
it.
Thing I like about my Xbox is the ability to stream movies and stuff to it. I found a nice little app for the Macintosh called Playback by Yazsoft from yazsoft.com.
Okay.
And it turns your Macintosh into a media server that's compatible with the Xbox. It was only $15 US, so $17, and I tried out half a dozen different ones, and this one's really brilliant. You just point it at whichever directories you want. It can also share out your music and pictures and
cool. All
that kind of thing from your computer straight over to your Xbox, and you can play it. So I think I'm going to be using that quite a lot. It's
good,
a very
stuff.
Handy feature.
Do you stream stuff from your computer to the TiVo at all, Warlock?
No, I haven't got anything that's compatible with it for the Macintosh. They're mostly the TiVo people have been concentrating on the PC side of things for that.
Oh, okay.
So the Xbox and the TiVo both plugged into the same TV, so no problem switching between one or the other depending on what I want to watch.
Yeah, true. Yeah, no, it's got the Fox on there now, which is good. And
Channel 11's coming out.
Yeah, Channel 11, that's coming out on January 11th. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's already appeared on my TiVo by itself.
Yep. I actually did you actually rescan the other day, or did you actually
just came in by itself?
Same.
I had a look this morning and it had 11 listed there.
Yep,
so
same. Yeah,
anybody who doesn't have a TiVo or Foxtel, go do a rescan of your piece, your computer,
set-top box
and get the new channel. It's already broadcasting demos, just going through the advertisement that's on all the other channels, but at least you know it's going to be there for when it is released on the 11th or the 1st of the 11th.
Yeah, that's going to be a good channel. What are your thoughts on the channel, Warlock?
It's going to have quite some good stuff on there.
Yeah. Yep, looks pretty good. I just wish the TiVo has more better function there, which, yeah.
It'd be nice. I think in the US they can browse websites and watch YouTube and stuff like that, and here it's all locked out. But It's got enough things on there for me to be happy, so I'm happy with it.
Yeah, I've actually been talking to Colin from TV. He's saying to me they're focusing on bloody Casper and that, which is just bullshit.
Yeah, you don't like Casper.
I hate Casper. It's so slow and laggy, and the menu system is just shit.
Yeah, I use it to watch all the episodes of Community.
Yeah, go ahead, Dylan.
From the techbuzz.net is suggesting a service called VBeam, VEEBEAM.com, is the easiest, most affordable way to wirelessly stream anything from your laptop to your HDTV. So that might be worth looking at. I'm assuming it's expensive.
How much is it, Steve? And hello, Steve, too. Merry Christmas, mate. Hope you have a good Christmas next week.
The standard definition model is only $99. The HD is $139. That's not bad.
Oh, okay.
It hooks up to your TV and to your laptop, and then you can wirelessly stream, or any computer, I guess, and you can wirelessly stream to your TV.
Oh, okay. It's a device that you plug in, I see.
Okay. Yeah. So that might be worth looking at. I might even have to see if I can get a review unit of one of those.
Or even a boxy box. Now, what are your thoughts on the boxy box, Dylan and Warlock and Bob? And have you guys seen this?
The only people that are going to buy the boxy box are the ones that don't know how to do their own home theater PC.
Yeah.
Jason from TechIE did a review on it, and he said it works really good. But
the only set-top boxes we get over here is Freeview, Sky, and Virgin Media cable TV.
Well, the boxy box is just a box that you can watch with applications on it, sort of, isn't it?
Yeah, well, with the Virgin Media box and the Sky box, you can actually purchase films before they actually get shown on TV.
Really?
From Showcase Market, yeah. Well, not literally shown before TV. I meant like shown in the normal channels, you know what I mean? In the normal HD channels. It's like some sort of show. Yeah, it's called Showcase. And you go ahead and purchase them films for something like 50p, which is, I don't think it's even half a dollar. No, I think it's about a dollar, yeah.
The best advantage, in my opinion, to the boxy box is that you are able to watch all the shows that are on techpodcast.tv.
Yep.
And that includes Steve's show, The Tech Buzz, a bunch of other shows, and very, very soon, my show.
Basically, you can actually watch the exact same thing as the Apple TV. That's what it is, exactly the same thing.
What, on the box? I think there's more there. You can add a lot more.
Oh, you
scratch
can.
The set-top boxes. I'll just watch everything on my PC. Let's just be simple. I'll watch it on my PC because I like to traditionally sitting down in front of a PC. Not using, like,
yeah, I'd rather use the TV. I think personally, I've got a TV, so I'd rather use that instead of working stream stuff from the computer on the TV, which is fine.
Certain shows. Like, I would rather watch Dignation and Twit and shows like that on TV. I would love to be able to watch those shows on TV.
Agree.
Well, why don't you invest in rather buying set top boxes and maybe buy a media center PC
That's exactly what I would do. I wouldn't buy a set-top box, but for those who don't want a home theater PC or don't know how to set one up, stuff like the Roku box or the Boxy box is really good.
It's relatively simple, though. It's exactly the same as setting up a set-top box, just a power cord, a HDMI cord, and a wireless.
Yeah, but you don't understand. A lot of people don't know how to do that. They don't want to mess with the home theater PC.
That's basically the same way as a set-top box.
I mean, it's the same concept as telling someone to buy an external hard drive or say a what's the thing from Apple, the
Apple TV,
time machine.
Yep.
Versus a home server. What's a regular consumer more likely to buy, a home server or a time machine backup box? They do the same thing. They can do the exact same thing, but to the average consumer, home server sounds complicated. It's a server. Why would I need that in my house? Why do I need a whole home theater PC when I could just buy this one small box? That's why those things sell.
or even myself, you know, I got a TiVo because it's all self-managed. It auto-updates. It does everything automatically. I don't have to apply patches to it. I don't have to configure it. I don't have to, you know, update the operating system and stuff myself when I need to. It just does everything by itself. It's all self-managed. And you've got websites you can go to, even mobile ones, to, you know, record movies and things for it. So it's just so easy, and it's all in the one package. And sort of like the iTunes experience for a set-top box.
Mm.
You don't have to install Windows. You don't have to install a Media Center application. You don't have to manage the hard drive and all that sort of thing. It just does it by itself.
Exactly.
I'm lazy, basically, so I want the easy, laziest way to do things.
Oh, well, I hope you enjoy the TiVo Warlock. It cost you a lot of money, didn't it?
Yeah, and now it's down to $4.99. Mm. And Officeworks just had a special on the Expander for $99.
Oh,
one
yes.
One terabyte Expander.
I've seen that. I need to get one of them, I think. This should be good.
So, you know, sometimes they run promotions over here in the U.S. where if you they don't do it very often anymore, I don't think. But I remember seeing more than once TiVo had offers where if you signed up for a 2-year contract with the service, you got the actual box for free.
Oh, really?
We don't have contracts here. You just buy the TiVo and everything's free after.
Yeah,
that.
You can actually buy the TiVo over at Best Buy for $99. I think I've seen that for Best Buy over there.
Yeah. But there's a you can get extra services, and there's monthly service charges for the TiVo and other things, unless they've changed it.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure.
Yeah, in the US you have to have a contract for the extra services, whereas in Australia you just buy the box and that's it.
Yeah, that's right. What are your thoughts on it, Kieran? Of this, what we're talking about?
I think I like that different things can do multiple things. Like, for example, your Xbox can do this and do that. But I prefer to have the Xbox for games, the TV in the lounge room for television and Foxtel, instead of trying to combine everything and make everything else redundant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good point.
That's the way I look at it anyway.
Yep, for sure.
I just like one thing that does everything. And that for me is my traditional computer. So, you know, that's just my own personal preference.
You no longer count in this discussion.
My computer does everything for me.
Bob, let's talk about something else, mate. Now you've just bought a new computer, is that correct, Bob?
Yeah.
Now, explain to people what you're going to do with it, mate. We're going to actually be starting up a new radio station. Tell people about that.
Well, me and Brad have had this funky idea of setting up a radio station. Now, we're not sure whether we want to do it through this computer that I've just bought, well, built, or we want to go ahead and go with a provider that, you know, serves radio station stuff over the internet. And basically, we're thinking about doing it after Christmas. We're not sure about it yet, but hopefully, going to be starting it soon.
Well, I know. I'm sure about it. I'm all keen for it.
Yeah, so. I'm sure about it. I've actually had the idea for quite a while before I actually met you, Brad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a really good idea. I wouldn't mind having my own radio station and stuff like that. But this computer's been sitting here for idle. I mean, you know,
that case, mate, is bloody cool. I love that case. The one you bought, the new one. That's bloody fantastic.
Well, I've just spent a whole load of money, you know, trying to get it all set up and stuff like that. You know, I just bought a new BenQ monitor and stuff like that.
Yep.
What processor are you running in there?
It's just an Intel Core 2 Quad. It's just a crappy little system sitting in the corner there. I mean, the case is nothing special. You know, it may look appealing to you, Brad, but it's nothing.
Well,
to
Bob,
me.
If you're not going to use it, mate, send it to me, will you? Because that case is bloody good. Just send it to me, will you? God damn it.
I highly doubt it, Brad, because it'll cost me £100, which I believe is about in the $200 region for you.
Okay.
I'm not sending it to anyone. Are you joking?
Well, use it then.
Send it to me. I'll use it. I'll use it for the new stream computer.
Nah, Riley Keybones.
Hey, everyone listening, go to dylan.combs.tv/donate and donate money for my new stream computer now.
Yeah, go ahead. Go send him money. He needs money. Send him money for a new mixer as well.
I need everything's falling apart. I need a new mixer. I need a new stream computer. I need new cameras.
Yep.
Oh, I wouldn't mind upgrading my mic.
Yeah, same. I'm getting a new mic too.
You're so lucky, you know, you used to be able to stream constantly. I can't even do that because my broadband sucks ass. I can't stress enough that I have to wait till after Christmas because Virgin Media is so busy fitting all this 100 meg business. So I have to wait after Christmas to get my new broadband.
Yeah, for sure. That's good. All right, just before we go, we're going to get Terry on. Kieran, can we get Terry on, mate, just for a minute?
Yeah, just give me a minute, I'll get him.
Hey, mate, what's going on?
Who's this?
Who do you think it is, you stupid white racist? What you trying to do to me, bro?
Terry, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, not much.
So you're ready for Christmas, mate?
Yeah, bro, I was stealing the children's presents, you know? Put them under
the
tree.
Oh, no, don't do that, mate. That's bad. Don't do that.
Why?
Because it's bad.
No, it's not.
It is very bad. Don't steal.
Nah, bro, that's how we do it down here, you know? Got to strive to survive, you know?
Well, where are you from again, Terry?
Where am I from? I was from Redfern, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Up there.
Yep.
What?
Okay. Yeah,
all right.
I'm so confused.
This is Terry. Dylan, if you haven't met Terry before, this is Terry.
Yeah, bro. I was Aboriginal.
Don't rob me.
Well, you don't play a negative stereotype, you know, that's racist.
Don't rob me, bro.
Don't do it.
Don't rob me, bro.
Come over there, fucking knock you out. Don't make me do it.
Oh, this guy's funny.
If people don't know, this guy was on Tech Lust the other day. He did a quite a good, funny podcast.
Yeah, bro. Oh, wow.
But,
you must listen. It's all comedy. And it's not directed in any way to anyone. It's just a funny podcast.
Yeah, we thought we'd go out the norm for a bit and, you know, just go for a comedy one coming up towards Christmas, you know, just feeling kind of funny, and we just did it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. For sure, mate, for sure.
Yeah, but Terry's a little bitch and I hate him, but
Oh, you're a dirty white racist, you know. I'll fuck him over there and knock you out. Dirty racist white faggot.
Well, hang on, don't use that word. Dylan bans that word. Don't use that word.
Yeah, that person is never allowed on the live stream again. And I'm not fucking playing either.
Just skip that word, Terry, will you? Because he hates that word.
What word?
Faggot.
Oh, well, you just said it now too. What's wrong with you, bro? Go on, use that word. We're not allowed to use, bro.
No, no.
Do you know what?
It.
Let me just clarify something. Faggot doesn't actually mean faggots. Faggots is actually a piece of sausage meat that comes from Scotland. Just to clarify that, and it is actually real. So there you go.
I don't give a fuck, but I'm about 2 fucking seconds away from leaving. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, come on, Dylan.
All right.
What a showstopper.
Okay, so Jason, any questions for Terry?
No, I'm right, thanks.
Yeah, I'm right too. Anyway, this has been episode... What episode is this, Jason?
I think it's 107.
107, okay.
It's 107.
107, okay. Just want to say thanks to Dylan for being on the show, mate.
Yep, anytime.
Where's everyone from? Well, you can find me at jasonweekly.me and bangbox.com.
Okay, if Dylan can turn that down, that means that people can hear us.
Where they find you, Brad?
Brad Oz, Tech Luster, Tech Webcast. Bob, where can they find you, mate?
And Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan, yep.
You can find us at www.techluster.com.
Sick, dude, sick. And Dylan, where can they find you, buddy?
combs.tv, combs.tv, and WindowsGuru84 on YouTube.
Wicked, mate. And Kieran, where can they find you, mate?
Oh, where I'm from is irrelevant. Keep that music going.
What music's that? This music? hang on.
Are you hearing music? What's wrong with you?
No, you can find me at youtube.com/KieranMFilm.
Wicked, mate.
Oh, here we go again.
Now, this is coming through my mixer, which sounds better.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What are you guys getting for Christmas next week, just before we go?
I got an iPhone clock radio dock. It's great.
Cool. What about you, Dylan? What are you going to get, mate?
Money. I told everyone that asked me what I wanted for Christmas, I told money.
Yep, same.
Show me the same money!
Same, me too, money. And what about you, Bob? What are you getting?
I have no idea. My girlfriend's going to completely surprise me.
Okay. He's been a very naughty boy this year, so he's getting lump of coal.
Jason, don't you star, because I will send you the cheapest iPhone case I could possibly find.
Okay. And what about you, Karen? What are you getting for Christmas, mate?
Don't celebrate Christmas.
Oh, you don't? Why is that?
Hanukkah.
What? What the fuck's that?
Jewish.
Are you Jewish?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm an atheist, but I still celebrate Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm not Christian. Hey. I'm an atheist, but I still celebrate Christmas every year.
Doesn't he get like 8 presents?
Yeah, Christmas is cool.
Christmas isn't religious anymore.
Yes, it is.
It's more of a business. It's more of a
Christmas is religious, mate. They go to church every Sunday.
I don't go to church.
But I'm not religious, and I still celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, good on you, Dylan.
It's how you see Christmas.
Who invented Father Christmas? Coca-Cola.
God did.
There you go.
Exactly. I love the commercial side of Christmas. If we could just take the Jesus part out, it would be perfect.
Yeah,
like, that's a debate for another
show. Save me,
Jeebus. Yes. All right. This has been episode 107. We're going to return on January 8th, so in about probably 2 weeks.
The old day. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas.
I believe the correct term is happy holidays.
Or happy holidays. That's what American people say. Happy holidays. We don't say that over here.
Your brain. It's like our brains are holding hands. Brain hands. That doesn't really make sense, but Tech Webcast does. Tech stuff, gadgets, games. Come and wander around geek heaven with us. Tech Webcast, here, now, holding brain hands. You lost